This is Fresh Air. Back as early as 1951, Guitar Slim was experimenting with feedback and other ways of electronically distorting his sound. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says that many people who knew him thought that if he'd lived, Slim would have stolen a lot of Jimi Hendrix's fire. Guitar Slim was based at New Orleans' famous Doudrop Inn, where Little Richard reportedly worked for a while as a dishwasher. Today, Ed profiles Guitar Slim.
Eddie Jones is not much of a name if you want people to remember you. And early on, Eddie Jones decided he wanted to be remembered, so he changed his name.
What's the name of it, Eddie?
The name of it is Guitar Slim.
Oh, Guitar Slim, okay.
Ready?
As Guitar Slim, Eddie Jones provides one of the most important links between black music's past and its present, between the blues and soul. Eddie Jones was born in Mississippi, even though on his record, The Story of My Life, he claimed to have been born in Alabama. But he became famous in the Mississippi Delta country because his guitar playing owed nothing to the local style, but instead recalled such Texas-born guitar greats as T-Bone Walker.
I'm so glad.
I also suspect that Slim may have spent some time in the church, although none of his biographers mention it, because on songs like Trouble Don't Last and I've Done Got Over It, he's just rewritten gospel standards.
Well, I done got over it. Lord, I done got over it. You know I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. Well, I done.
Guitar Slim made his first splash in 1950 when he came to New Orleans, not exactly a town noted for blues. Two things made an impression: his wild stage show and the volume at which he played his guitar. Slim was something of a technician and didn't bother with the usual amplifier. He used a modified PA system to play his guitar through because he liked the trebly sound and often used feedback in his live show. This also made him hard to record, and several labels tried and failed to capture his magic. Finally, Johnny Vincent, a legendary talent scout, asked his employer, Art Rupee of Specialty Records, if he could give it a shot, and Rupee agreed to let him try. Slim had a song ready. An angel and a devil had appeared to him in a dream, and each held a song in his hands. Of course, Slim took the devil's song, and depending on who you talked to, it took all night, all day, or 2 days to record. Vincent hired the best musicians and even bailed Ray Charles out of jail to be the piano player and arranger. And on October 16, 1953, they recorded this song.
The thing that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. The thing that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. I used to sit and hold your hand, baby, cry, begging you not to go.
The Things That I Used to Do became 1954's top R&B song, and it set Slim up. Guitarist Earl King remembers how he performed. Slim come out with his hair dyed blue, blue suit, blue pair of shoes. He had 350 feet of mic wire connected to his guitar and a valet carrying him on his shoulders all through the crowd and out into the parking lot. Man, he was stopping cars driving down the highway. No one could outperform Slim. No one except Slim himself, that is. He toured incessantly, and although he never again cut a record on the magnitude of the things that I used to do, he kept experimenting, both with his guitar and with his body. How much could a person drink, anyway? His fellow musicians were flabbergasted by his alcoholic intake, and surviving photos of him performing show a man severely out of it. Lloyd, he told his bandleader once, I lived 3 days to y'all's one. The world don't owe me a thing when I'm gone. It happened soon enough. Slim had, ironically, stopped drinking when bronchial pneumonia killed him in New York in 1959, age 32. He was buried in an unmarked grave with his favorite guitar, a pioneer of soul music and a great man of the blues.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Oh, how I'm suffering in my mind. Oh, you keep me worried, Lord, all the time. I try to smile with my friends all day, but nothing I do can ease my suffering mind. It hurts me so bad to be losing the one I love. I cry and pray to the good Lord up above. But where can I find someone that can ease, Lord, my suffering mind?
This is Fresh Air.